like to continue our fellowship on the matter of redeeming our time. Our burden in this series of podcasts is that at the beginning of the new school year, you all would take advantage of the opportunity to set a schedule of life practices, to incorporate the life practices into your daily and weekly schedule. And in this way, you will be able to maintain the enjoyment of the Lord, the experience of life throughout your daily life. One of the best ways to maintain our life and one of the best practices that we can have and keep in our daily life is the matter of getting into the Word. There are several ways that we can get into the Word, and we should try our best to incorporate these ways into either our daily or weekly schedule. Of course, the first way is by being nourished in the Word through prayer reading. And we encourage all the brothers and sisters to set aside at least 5 minutes or 10 minutes in the morning at the beginning of our day to get into one or two verses, to pray over them, to be nourished in our spirit by the Lord's Word. Of course, Matthew 4:4 says that man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that proceeds out through the mouth of God. Every day we need to feed on God's Word. And it's good to have the daily practice to set aside just a few minutes. The length is not as important as the habit. We need the consistent habit of setting aside those few minutes at the beginning of the day. This is a real honoring to the Lord and a practical way to give Him the first place in our hearts. That is, by giving Him the first place in our day. It may also be good to set some time with some companions a couple of times a week where you would call one another, or if you go to school with other brothers and sisters who have the same heart, you can get together with them before the school day and be nourished in the Word. This kind of corporate enjoyment of the Lord in the Word will really encourage us to maintain this habit. Another way of reading that we can incorporate into our daily schedule is just reading the Word consecutively, verse by verse, chapter by chapter, and book by book. This is a good practice for us to have. The purpose of this kind of reading is not so much for study, but simply to become familiar with the content of the Scripture. And there are benefits to this kind of reading. John 17:17 says, "Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth." Brothers and sisters, just by reading the Word, we are sanctified. In Ephesians 5:26, it says that we can be washed by the water in the Word. In this way, we're cleansed, sanctified, washed from the worldly defilement. It's good just to read the Word. As we're reading, we may not realize it. There's not any great sensation that we feel, but the Word has a cleansing element that washes away the defilements of the world. We should incorporate this kind of reading into our daily schedule. You know, the Bible has 1,189 chapters. That is 929 in the Old Testament and 260 in the New Testament. If we would read just 3 chapters of the Old Testament every day and 1 chapter of the New Testament every day, we could easily finish the whole Bible in less than a year. Actually, it takes only on average about 2.5 to 3.5 minutes to read 1 chapter of the Bible. You could put 10 or 15 minutes into your daily schedule to read the Word. Or, if that seems too much for you, you could read 1 chapter in the Old Testament and 1 chapter in the New every day. In this kind of schedule, you could end up reading the New Testament once a year, which would be very good, and the Old Testament once every 3 years. Even if you just would read one chapter a day and finish the whole Bible in 4 years, that would be a wonderful exercise and be a blessing to you, actually, for your whole life. So we encourage you, brothers and sisters, have the habit of reading the Word. Probably many of you started and endeavored to read the Word at one time, and it's possible that you either slowed down or came to a halt in your practice. We just want to encourage you, pick up from the last place that you read and go on. Just keep reading and let the Word cleanse you. Let the Word sanctify you. You can even make a pact with your spiritual companions to read the same portions at the same time. This doesn't necessarily mean you need to get together to read, although that would also be very good. But each week you decide you'll read so many chapters of a certain book, and your companion will also do the same. And whenever you come together, you can have some fellowship over what you read. This is a good way to keep some accountability and to keep us going in our practice of reading the Word. Third way of reading the Scripture is by studying it. And for this, we encourage all the young people, for the first time that you read the Word, read just the text. But maybe after doing that, you can use the recovery version of the Bible to read the text and the footnotes. To read through the recovery version of the Bible, or at least the recovery version of the New Testament, is a good way to start to study the Bible. You can just pick up Matthew, reading a chapter and then the notes of that chapter, Matthew 1. Then the next day, Matthew 2, with the notes. Even if it takes a couple of days to finish one chapter with the notes, this is a very worthwhile project. And we encourage you, this kind of reading of the notes gives us a very good basis, a foundation of understanding of the Scriptures. This is certainly a good project for your companion groups or your small group meeting, where everyone would decide together to read the footnotes of a certain book. Then, whenever you come together, you can have fellowship, or you can have the mutual asking and answering of questions. This would really foster fellowship. So, young people, we present to you these three ways to get into the Word daily and weekly. Number one, by reading the Word, by coming to the Word in a prayerful way to turn the words of the verses into prayer that become nourishment for our spirit. Number two, by just reading the Word, verse after verse, chapter after chapter, book after book, that we might be cleansed by the washing of the water in the Word, and also to obtain a basic understanding or familiarity with the content of the Bible. And then thirdly, by reading the recovery version of the Bible with the footnotes. That is a good way to study the Word. And if you've noticed, all three types of reading, I've encouraged you. You could do this with companions. On one hand, there is the personal aspect where you get into the Word directly. But it's good in order for us to maintain these habits, to be accountable to others, so we can make some agreement with others, with our spiritual companions, and in this way, we will be preserved in our habit. If you miss a day or two or three, never get discouraged. Just come back to the Word, and the Word will strengthen us, the Word will cleanse us, and the Word will actually accomplish very much within us. So we encourage you, now, at the beginning of this new school year, consider your schedule. Consider incorporating a few minutes here, a few minutes there, each day of these kind of life practices, especially to touch the Word of God every day. It has been said that a day without the Word of God practically is like a day without God in your life. We must have God's Word in our life. May the Lord bless you and lead you as you consider your schedule for this new year, as you give the Lord a new consecration for this new year. Oh Lord, make your home in our hearts a little bit more today. For ageturners.com, this is Ricky Acosta.